Parsha Shemos, Sefer Shemos. It's a question that's bothering me for a while, and hopefully you'll get some clarity. The Sefer is called Sefer Shemos. Sefer Shemos, the Book of Names. Now, Benjamin here knows about the difficulty of naming a book. You sometimes need genius in order to get the book named appropriately. You know, it's not easy. Not easy finding a good name of a book is not. It's not that easy, right? Sometimes it's appropriate. Sometimes it's not appropriate. But every author tries to get a catching name, a name that catches the audience's attention in order to get the book, right? This book is called, according to Ramban, the Sefer of Shemos is called Sefer HaGeula. We should talk about the Geula, talk about the redemption, and talk about the birth of Klal Yisrael, leaving Mitzrayim, getting the Torah, building a Mishkan. They've moved a long way from the beginning of this week's parasha all the way to the end of Pekudei, where everything is in order and they have a beautiful established Mishkan. It's a Sefer of Geula. Even Ahavdu the Goyim, called the Book of Exodus. Also, it's appropriate, it's Exodus. They're leaving behind Shiva Mitzrayim, they're turning to a nation, they're going to become Jews, it's a nation. I understand it. But we call it Shemos, Sefer Shemos, the Book of Names. It's not a great title. I mean, it doesn't really draw your attention to very much. Now, and not only that, it's not even appropriate. It's not even appropriate. It doesn't talk about much about names. I mean, look at it. Eile Shemos, these are the names. Reuven, Shimon, Levi, Yehuda, which are names we already knew in the past. I mean, even if you want to call it unnecessary, not such a catchy title, but it doesn't even talk about the children, the grandchildren, who came. We'd like to know more about them at the beginning of it, if you're talking about names. Why call it Shemos? Yes, it's actually the person's Ve'ele. Yeah, but okay, but Midbar is not the first, is the first, not the first word. But Midbar, what's in Midbar? By Daber Hashem or Moshe by Midbar Sinai. In other words, you don't always necessarily look for the first word. It could be, you know,
significant.
Yes, but
why shouldn't people begin the Sefer knowing that the name would be there?
But we call it that. It's more than that. Why give it that name? Why give it Eile Shemos? What's the idea behind Shemos? Right? Not a very catchy title. Now, I was looking to, you have to find something appropriate, right? I wrote a Sefer called To the Source, which Be'ez Hashem will be published soon. And I was discussing with people who are professionals in the field, and they said To the Source is not a very good title. It looks like a gravy recipe. Yeah, so it's referring to sources and how you go back from the Torah. To the Source looks like it's a cookery book. Don't call it To the Source, right? Yeah, exactly. Yeah, but you know, you understand. So why is it Shemos? So if you look in this week's parasha, in fact, it's incredible the amount of information and direction and focus we have from names that were given, for names that are not given, for names that were, as we call, you know, nicknames, and we have incredible amount of focus of how Klal Yisrael became a nation based on names that were given or not given. For example, this week's parasha begins with the greatest man who ever was and ever will be, Moshe Rabbeinu, the greatest man who ever was and ever will be, and
greater than Mashiach.
He's the greatest Navi who ever was and ever will be. If we believe that, Rahman al-Islam is Kafira, right? And what's his person's name? So the Pasuk talks about Moshe Rabbeinu, what's his name? The Pasuk says over here, it was an Egyptian name. And Vayigdal Hayeled, Vativele Basparoi, Vayhi Lala Ben, and it was to her, Isama Tikrish Moy Moshe. And she called him Moshe. Ibn Ezra brings down, by the way, name is not Moshe. The main was Monius. In Egyptian word is Monius. But we translate in Hebrew, it's called Moshe. Why? Batoima ki min hamayim mishisihu, because he, from water he was drawn. He was drawn from water. Wow. Okay, he was drawn from water. That's his name, Moshe. The Gemara brings down in Megillah, Moshe Rabbeinu had many other names. The Gemara brings down his Gimel and Aleph. Yorad, Zu Moshe, Lamadikushma, Yorad, Shiord Lehem Yisrael, Mon Biyomov. Godor, Shagoda Pritzai Sam Shall Israel, Chover, Shibalahem Israel of Yemsh Bashamayim, Soychush, Nasalahem Israel Kasuka, Yukasiel. All these beautiful names, Moshe Rabbeinu, he had these beautiful, beautiful names. And what do we have a name? Of how he was drawn out from water, that's his name, Moshe. What's the idea behind this? Kiminamai Meshisihu. So the Mephoshim explained that if you look in the parash, the way the she was given this name is different to anywhere else. For example, you look how the Emois gave names, and she says, for example, I'll just read out the names that were brought down in which parash is it? Vayetze. Bear with me. Yeah. Batale Leah Vatale Bema Tikra Shmoy Ruvain, her name was Ruvain, Ki Omro, Ki Ro Hashemba Oni. Call the name Ruvain, Ki Omro. Batavatikra Batama Shikishoma. Okay. Here it says Vatikra Shmoy, it's Vatal in other words, Batik so Vatikra Shmoy Ruvain Ki Omro Ki Ro Hashemba Oni. In other words, she had an idea beforehand, and therefore she called the name Ruvain. Here the Pasuk says she called the name Moshe Vatoima, and she said, says Arachan HaKadosh, is a very, very big difference here. By the names that the Emois gave, they had a name because they understood with Nevuah what goes into what this child is. This child is Reuven. I know who this child is, and therefore I gave the name Reuven. I know who this child is, I call the name Shimon, Levi Yehuda. Masha'en came with Batya, she had no idea who Moshe Rabbeinu was. She got Nevuah to say, call this child Moshe. She said, Minamai Mishisihu. She says, got to do with me drawing Moshe out. But it wasn't. It wasn't, that's what she thought. Really, it was about who Moshe Rabbeinu is. That is why it's called Moshe. Minamai Mishisihu. He, what's Mishisihu? What should it say? Minamai Mishisihu? No, Mishisihu. What should it say? No, draws. Mishisihu means draws, right? Not drew. Took. In Loshon Hoiva, Loshon Ova. Mishi Sihu. But is it in plural or is it in singular?
Singular?
No. Mishi Sihu is in plural. Draws out in plural, right? What's the idea behind this? Says Arachaim HaKadosh, every name that a child has is given to them as a Nevuah from Rabbeinu Shalom. That defines their essence. Moshe Rabbeinu was given a name Kimai Mishisihu. It defined his essence. What was his essence? Mesiras Nefesh. Here we have a woman whose father, Paroi, who's a tremendously powerful man, and he's doing everything possible to annihilate Klal Yisrael. And this girl takes a child that she found, brings him home. Well, who's this child? She couldn't cover this up. Dad, this is my child. There's no way I'm getting rid of him. Minamai Mishisihu, she drew this child out. That is who Moshe Rabbeinu was. It defined who he represented. Somebody who stood up against the stream. Somebody who's willing to go against everybody else. Go against Klal Yisrael sometimes. Go against Rabbeinu Shleilam when it's to save Klal Yisrael. Minamai Mishisihu defined who Moshe Rabbeinu's essence was. So therefore, when all the other names described what he did, Yorad and everything else, Mishisihu described the cause of what his strength was. His strength was a cause of somebody who began a mission based on the Mesiras Nefesh, Moshe Rabbeinu. His whole essence came from the Mesiras Nefesh. Something built in the Mesiras Nefesh cannot be stopped. Something built with the Mesiras Nefesh cannot be stopped. Moshe Rabbeinu's name taught us that when you put koichas into something, nothing can stop it. If you put koichas into this level of Mesiras Nefesh, it cannot be stopped. Moshe represented the cause of all the other names. And therefore, the Chola Torah Kula, the names are based on, the real name of Kodesh Baruch Hu always called it was Moshe, because that's who he was. Later on in the parasha, that's Moshe Rabbeinu. Later on in the parasha, we have anonymous people. Now, who are these people? Vayelech ish mi beis Levi, v'yikach is bas Levi. We have this man, it's ish mi beis Levi, and took bas Levi. Who are these people? It seems like two random people. These people were Amram and Yocheved, the Gedador. You have to understand who Shevet Levi were. Shevet Levi were the nation that stuck out as being the leaders of Klal Yisrael. Everyone else was in Golos. Shevet Levi weren't in Golos. And Amram was the leader of Shevet Levi. Right? And who is this? Vayelech ish v'beis Levi, v'yikach es bas Levi. Yocheved was a very, very well-known woman. She had a baby with Maisa Nissim, and she's a very old woman. She was born Bein Achlemis and Moshe Bein many, many, many years later. 120, how old was she? 130. 130 years old. When she, there's tremendous tzedekes. And they seem to be anonymous. Why are they anonymous? Why aren't they claimed to say who these people were? Ish Levi and beis Levi, v'yikach bas Levi. So many, many Purushim for that. But the idea is that it is possible to take somebody who is choshuv, to take somebody who is famous, and to rub them down to the ground that they lose their identity. You know, prisoners don't have names.
Numbers.
They have numbers. When the Nazi Yimach Shemom wanted to totally eradicate the human who inside the person, they gave them a number. I'm not sure if all concentration camps, certainly Auschwitz, they put the number on the arm. Right? The number represented that they are nothing other than what we class them. He doesn't have a name, he doesn't have an identity. Paro able to take Shevet Levi, who are so great, weren't even part of the Shibud, and make them so downtrodden, they never had an identity. It's Ish, Beis Levi, Vikach, it's Bas Levi, the family Levi, it didn't have names. Amram and Yecheved didn't have names. Amram and Yecheved wanted to stop Klal Yisrael. Amram and Yecheved, he had this idea, what's the idea? She said, Vikach Bas Levi perish, porosh memenu. Amram separated from Yecheved, b'pnei Gzeiras Paroi. Because of Gzeiras Paroi, he said, listen, there's no point continuing. If all the children are going to be killed, what's the point of continuing? It's all over. He gave up. What does his daughter say to him? Dad, you're worse than Hitler. You're worse than Paroi. Paroi wanted to kill just the sons, he killed the sons and the daughters. What was her nakuda? The nakuda was that when Paroi attempted to annihilate the Jews and take away their identity, she pointed out the identity of Klal Yisrael, that we're base Levi. Know who Levi represents? Levi represents people who stand up to what's right, not stand up to what's comfortable. We are base Levi. We stand up to do what's right. And she made her father take back Lekuchin. He made her back a whole Kiddushin, and then everybody else in Klal Yisrael took it back. She stood up and fought her father. A precocious little kid. Yeah, daddy was. But it worked. Levi didn't say, give a step and send her to her room because she's a cheeky kid. No. Levi says, you're right. If it's right, I'm going to stand up. And v'yikach et bas Levi. And therefore, the first lesson of this is a name of Moshe represents the koyach of Mesiras Nefesh can never be underestimated. Mekoyach Mesiras Nefesh created a giant like Moshe Rabbeinu. That's Moshe Rabbeinu's name. Secondly, we learn over here that the ability that a person has is to eradicate names, is to take a person to say you're nothing. But we have the ability to take, to pick ourselves up and say, who are our fathers? Who do we come from? V'yikach es bas Levi, and they then recreated Klal Yisrael. Later on in the parasha, we have two very, very powerful people. They run, and the pasuk says, Paro calls him a yaldis of Ibrios. She calls him in. Asher shema achas Shifra v'shema shenis Pua. One is called Shifra, and one is called Pua. Why? What's Shifra mean? Says Rashi. Where are we? Mishaper is a blood. Russian parrot, yeah. Shifra, Zuya Chevet. Al Shem Shemesha Peres has a vlad. She used to make the child look nice. Pua, who's Pua? Zu Miriam. Al Shem Shapua Mudaberes Bohegel of Vlad Gaderach Anoshim of Faisis Tinakabeche. Yeah? Now, Shifra and Pua were Yechevet and Miriam, both Nevi'im. And what's the names? Shifra means cutie, and Pua means clacker. I know. That was the names. These great women! Are called Shifra and Pua. Call them Yecheved and Miriam. What's the idea behind this? So there's many, many Mepharshim explain this. That the reason why the Torah called them these names that seemed so trivial, so, you know, they're cute to the kids, shows us an incredibly important message. That to become a Novi in Klal Yisrael, you don't have to totally eradicate your instincts. You don't have to become somebody different. You don't have to become a great, powerful Talmud Chochem of a woman. You have to work with what you have and perfect it, and you can become a Novi through that. Take what you have. If she was sweet to kids, become even sweeter, work even harder, you can become a nobby through that. If you're poor, if you can calm kids down, don't have to turn yourself into Greek, quoting morals to become a great woman. You can do that as well. But to become a great woman, you become a novi by being a poor. You can become a novi by perfecting who you are. You don't have to turn yourself into a pretzel to become great. You can become great by who you are. Shifra and Pua, the names that we have over here, of these names that weren't the real names, teaches us that survival of a nation does not depend upon greatness of changing who you are. It's becoming the greatest you can possibly be. So here we have Moshe's name, we have anonymous names, and we have nicknames. You can see where we're going through with Eilu Shemois Bnei Yisrael, why it's called Shemois. Because so much is relevant to names in this week's parasha. We have one person, we don't even know who this name is. And that is later on the parasha. V'tiftach v'tirei yisayeled. This is talking about where they put Moshe Rabbeinu inside this box on the Yor. V'tiftach v'tirei yisayeled. V'hinei nar boiche. And she opens up and she sees this yelled. V'hinei nar boiche. Don't bear with me. So who this Nar Boiche? So there's Machlekus Mephoshim. Who this Nar Boiche? Nar Boiche Posh is referring to Moshe Rabbeinu, right? Hine Nar Boiche, the child is crying. So Mephoshim say, it's not a Nar. Of course, it's talking about a young child, it's not Nar. Says, Hine Nar Boiche. Bear with me. Hine Nar Boiche. I don't have it over here, but the Nar Boiche. And then which chumash you have over here? The Sifsech Chachomim, I think, says, or the Nhinen Nar Boiche Zu Aaron Hakoyin, Gematria Zu Aaron Hakoyin. What's that? Balaturim. Balaturim says that, right? V'tiftach v'tireis ha'yeled v'hinei ha'nar boiche. Who's Nar Boiche? That's Aaron Hakoyin. Why is it Aaron Hakoyin? So the Mephoshim say as follows, that the identity of a Jew is somebody who looks outside of himself, who takes the pain of others and takes it on board and makes other people's pain his own pain. In a situation where one person is crying, a child is in pain, and somebody else on the outside picks up his pain and cries as well with him, this is a Jewish trait. This is something that is uniquely Jewish. For us to pick up the pain of somebody else, that is uniquely Jewish. You know, there's a time of Mendel Baylis. Mendel Baylis was a Jew, a Russian Jew, who was a brick worker in Russia, and somehow he was involved in some kind of blood libel. Right? And the Russian government wanted to kill him for blood libel. And it became an international sensation. Queen Victoria at the time sent letters. The whole world got involved in this libel case. And they made it into a huge debate. It made a debate about whether you're allowed to kill Jews or not. And it came to a debate to a stage where they asked Meir Shapiro, how can it be that it says that they called Odom, we could not call Odom? Heim nikra Odom, we're not called Odom. In other words, you can kill a Jew because he's not called Odom. Yeah, Goyim not called Odom, and that's why I can kill Goyim. Only Jews are called Odom, only Jews are called humans, and that's why. So he says, no, it's not Bishat, they're not called Bnei Odom. It doesn't say they're not humans. Odom means singular. Singular means Jews are the only nation in the world where this little Jew in Russia gets battered and the whole world stands up and says, this is wrong, we've got to save him. We're Odom, we're singular. In other words, when we have a problem with our toe, we phone up with our fingers, we phone up the doctor. If we have a problem with our fingers, our feet take us to the doctor. We're one single person. Says Basil, hine na, if a tiftach a teresa yeled, we see the yeled crying, the hine na boich and somebody else cries, but toime me yalde ivrim ze, this is clearly a Jewish trait. There's a famous story in Psagot, where, you know, there's a lot going on in the Gaza, and there was a child who stood up for his bar mitzvah, and he says, Rabbeinu Shalom, I've finished my drosha, my father prepared for me, I have my own drosha now. My drosha is as follows: whenever you join a new club, you get a bonus point. You join an Air Mile Club, they give you a few points just to start you off. You start a bank account, they give you some points. Whatever, to start you off, you go, you start for hotels, they give you some points. So the Rebbeinu Shleilom, I'm starting a new club. I've become part of Klal Yisrael. I become part of Klal Yisrael today, I am a member of Klal Yisrael. I deserve some credit points as well. Rebbeinu Shleilom, in my class there are two boys who lost their parents in terrorist attacks recently. And they don't have parents, both sets of parents, who can take them to the bar mitzvah. I have one boy, he's a yosem, he lost his father, and nobody's going to teach him his bar mitzvah the way a father teaches him his bar mitzvah. Rebbeinu Shleilom, send him somebody who will teach him the bar mitzvah sedra the same way a father will teach him a mitzvah sedra. I have another child in my class who lost his mother in a terrorist attack. Find somebody who's going to take him and buy the clothes as lovingly as a mother would choose the clothes for him. These are the traits of a child who's crying, v'hinei na boicha, somebody else cries. V'eile shmois b'nei Yisrael. These are the shmois b'nei Yisrael. They never change their names. Klal Yisrael, all the way through Mitzrayim, never change the ideas or the concepts or the power that a name has. Moshe Rabbeinu Mai Mishisiyu is a koyach mesiris nefesh, never to change a koyach mesiris nefesh. Ishma Beis Levi Kachis Bas Levi is a concept of you can try and push us down, but remember who we came from, and we're willing to make massive steps to go back to where we come from. We can have people who want to become great, and they think becoming great is squashing and changing themselves into something else. No, becoming great is Shifra and Pua. Becoming great is using who you are and bringing it to the best of your abilities. We have Aaron Vehina Narboiche, referring to a Narboiche as Aaron HaKoyen. These are the messages that we are taught in Mitzrayim. These are the messages that brought us all the way through, and therefore it's most appropriate, it's called Shemois, to give us these messages of the power of these names and what lessons these names have in order to bring Klal Yisrael of Mitzrayim and to bring us all out of our particular own soul.